if you remember the genesis of the whole task force that was set by the president was to look at how public resources are being wasted through procurement, government contracts, and also through other engagements with our government agencies. It was a way of bringing public reform in government and ensuring accountability in how government resources are being managed in the public service. So everyone was hopeful that after the task force had given the report to the president, the public would be given the opportunity to engage with the findings. And when we talk about access to information and the whole essence of the Access to Information Act is to ensure accountability in the public service. As for the commission, we thought and we believe that it has a responsibility to share with the public.
What are some of the details that you are looking for in this particular report in case it is released? What are some of the things that are in the public interest?
The public is interested to know what were the findings, what are the issues that are necessitating that public resources should be rooted the way they have been rooted, because he himself isolated the issues that have actually necessitated the current waste of government resources and corruption. And he himself identified that the way things are run in government right now, the public service needs reform. So the people want to know what was recommended to government.
Is this the same report in which President Chakwera accused Vice President Solos Chilima and others of receiving kickbacks from a British businessman?
No. It's a report that he had initiated himself and had made the vice president to chair, and then he had put in other experts to assist the president to ensure that there's public reform in terms of public service.
When you talk about public service and reforms, are you talking about working conditions, salaries of public servants?
Yes. It includes that, but it's also issues of procurement in government and contracting in government, how services in government and contracts are given.
So your commission is an independent body, am I right?
Yes, we are an independent body, and we are also a government-funded organization.
So how do you respond to some people who might ask if your commission is delving into political matters? How would you respond?
No, not at all. I think for us as a commission, we are only picking out human rights issues. You know, there is always a thin line between the political issues and human rights issues because each one touches on the other. So as a commission, we are only acting within our mandate. Because as a commission, when we see that human rights are being violated, within our mandate, we cannot just sit down and watch that happening. And there are so many ways that our act empowers us to engage. So we have engaged with government directly through letters. We've had meetings with respective government agencies. We've done investigations. We've made public statements. So this particular position paper that we issued out 2 days ago is just one way of us doing our job. We are also using taxpayers' money as commissioners. We need to be held accountable on how we are using that money.
Commissioner Chidozie, thank you so much. It's a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much.